Galactic Journey, January 19th, 1959. Par for the course, February 1959. Astounding. It is still truly a man's world, at least between the covers of Astounding magazine. I recognize that we live in a culture where men aren't allowed to take cooking or shorthand classes. These are women's topics, after all. But I'd like to think that science fiction writers are more progressive. Perhaps I'm the one who's wrong, however. Maybe women will remain separate but equal into the foreseeable future. Where was I? Ah, yes. The rest of February 1959's Astounding. To be fair, the remaining four stories actually range from decent to good. They are typical in their construction, an interesting setup, a presented conundrum, and then a gotcha ending. But the execution is generally competent. Each had an interesting tidbit that stood out to me, a place where the writer dared to dream, or failed to do so. I'll point out each one as I go. Hi Diddle Diddle is by Calvin M. Knox, actually Robert Silverberg. Why he needed a pseudonym, I'm not sure. Perhaps Campbell wants us to think more than one person writes for his magazine. I think Campbell would call it a funny story. But it's pretty decent stuff about the crew of a small moon base trying to come up with a way to synthesize food for provisions on the moon. There are no women in the small crew, of course, though there is a line to suggest that is not always the case. And of course, everybody smokes. Even on the moon, where air is presumably at a premium. What I found compelling was Silverberg's conjecture that by 1995 there would be 8 moon bases, 3 American, 3 Soviet, 1 Chinese, and 1 Indian. Moreover, by then, the Cold War will have thawed considerably. I'm happy when any writer remembers there is more to the world than the eagle and bear, and I think the timeline is quite plausible. As for the story, well, as I said above, it's pretty formulaic, but competently written, like all of Silverberg's stuff. So far as I can tell, Peter Bailey, author of the next story, Accidental Death, has not written anything else. That would set up alarm bells that he's somebody's pseudonym, but none of my reliable sources can tell me if that truly be the case. In any event, Bailey's tale is of Earth's first interstellar ship, and the first contact it makes with a race of creatures that possess the ability to adversely affect probability. A jinx race, if you will. Not a bad story, but the part that stuck out to me is when the protagonist, dictating his last thoughts for posterity, suggests that his memoir would make big news if someone could get it to a radio station or a newspaper office. Bailey's story takes place in a future with starships, but media is stuck in 1940. It just goes to show that science fiction writers need be careful to avoid the intrusion of current, or even latter-day items and technologies, lest they kill the verisimilitude. Frank Herbert is a newish writer. His missing link is nothing special. A Terran spacer is involved in first contact with an alien race with delusions of superiority. The Earther soon puts the alien in its place with good old Terran ingenuity. Lest I forget what magazine I'm reading. Finally, The Professional Touch by Leonard Lockhart, actually the duo Charles L. Harness and Theodore L. Thomas, is a fascinating satirical piece on patent law and its many current deficiencies. It's worth reading just as a treatise on the subject, particularly on the topics of obviousness and flash of genius, and just how arbitrary are those tests that determine the worthiness of a patent. All told, 3 stars. Nothing terribly offensive, nothing strikingly original. I'm looking forward to further installments of the Leinster series, though. The original written article, linked stories, and images can be found at galacticjourney.org by Gideon Marcus.